you gotta love the process.
Yeah, because
it's a struggle. You know what I'm saying? This shit's not easy. And you know, when I started, like, it's like a fantasy, right? It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna drop out and chase my dreams, and I'm gonna be the next Drake, or I'm gonna, you know, get all these Billboard hits. But you know what I'm saying? This shit's not about being famous, bro. Like, you know how many independent musicians there are who, you know, never see a million, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever it is. That's the reality of most of the industry. And so you just got to know yourself and know, like, why you're in this shit at the end of the day, you know?
What's up, everybody? My name is Matt Corman. Welcome once again to the Kids at Work podcast. This is episode number 3, or it might be number 2. I'm not really sure. But yeah, I'm going to introduce my guest today. He has toured with Ryan Caraveo. Hopefully I said that right. He's from Dallas, Texas. He's a recording artist. He's accumulated well over millions of streams across all of his songs. His name's Adrian Stresso. Welcome, Adrian.
Yo, it's good, bro.
Let's fucking go. So, Adrian, give a little, I just gave a little intro on you, but give a little background on yourself, you know?
Well, I mean, you pretty much, like, gave me the best intro I ever heard. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess for anybody who doesn't know who I am, I'm 21. I started making music when I was like 13, so I've been doing it for a while. And I produce, I mix, and I record myself for all my songs and stuff. So I've been doing that full time for like a couple years. So yeah, I don't know. I don't really know what else there is for an intro, but yeah, that's me.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. So. Yeah, just starting a little bit off, how'd you get into music?
Well, actually, one time, so I used to actually be homeschooled, and I don't even know.
You were?
This was like fourth and fifth grade were the only 2 years I was homeschooled, because like I had ADD, and I was doing terrible in all my classes, and so I came home with like a 29 on the test or something.
29?
Yeah, it was terrible, and so they thought something was wrong with me, so my mom was like, all right, we're just going to homeschool you. And I think one day, I don't know if they left the house or what was going on, but I was like on the computer by myself, and I accidentally opened up GarageBand, and I just made a song over like some loops and shit when I was like, I must have been like 9 or 8, like super young. And then I didn't really touch music for a few years, but...
Do you know what kind of a song,
like,
it was?
It was like rock, like I was trying to sing on that hoe, but it was ass, but you know the vibes.
You know the vibes, bro? Yeah, okay.
I didn't touch music for probably a while after that. I always thought it was interesting, but honestly, like, it sounded cool to me. The only reason I didn't want to really do it was because I thought the idea of getting on stage in front of a bunch of people sounded scary.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just be an NFL player.
Obviously,
I was too small for that to work out. So in eighth grade, once I realized, yo, I'm on B team and I'm like not that big and I'm not even playing in the B team game, so I must not be that good. I'm like, all right, let's just try this rap shit out. And that's when I started going hard with it.
So. But so you started playing on GarageBand back early ages.
Yeah.
When did you get your first microphone?
Let's see. I was in like...
Because that's when it really starts kicking off.
I was in like 8th grade, and you know that Rock Band game?
Mm-hmm.
That same mic was a USB mic, and so I realized, oh shit, this plugs in at the back of my computer, I can record with this.
What?
So I'd literally be like running around, jumping and turning up with the mic like in my hand, and like an idiot, it was terrible for recording, but... That was like my start, and so I would just hold that up and record with that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a vibe.
Okay, that's some gang shit.
But I upgraded to like the Silver Yeti. It's like another USB. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah,
I almost got that one for this for the podcast.
It's actually pretty nice. I mean, for a USB mic, it was dope. So I used that. I got that in like freshman year of high school.
Okay.
And that's when my shit started sounding a little better.
But, yeah. What do you use now?
Neumann U87. That's a flex for anybody who knows what that is.
Yo, that's like, definitely a flex. That's a bag, too.
That's like, yeah. So I got lucky, and advice to, like, young rappers and stuff, go on Reverb and just get some used shit, because that cost me $1,900, and, like, brand new, it's, like, $3,000-something.
Bro,
you know?
I was looking at getting that thing.
Bro, when you get it used, it's so dope, because it's still the same sound, and you're just saving so much money. Like, mine has hella dents on it, but... like, it's still, it does the same shit, you know what I'm saying? No one has to know.
Yeah.
So, it's lit.
Well, dope. Well, Adrian, you're in town, you know, your boy. So, for those who are listening to this now, when this just came out, the show already happened, but we're playing a show tomorrow night in Boston. And for those who don't know, he, I mean, you fucking engineer music as well as produce music. And so, I needed a new engineer. Hit you up and was like, yo, hook the boy up. Let's fucking get to work. And then... your music's also dope as fuck, so I was like, yo, you should come out and perform.
Hell yeah.
So, pretty dope, but I mean, like, how do you feel about, like, performing tomorrow, getting back on stage?
I'm excited, bro. I was just telling you earlier, for all the fans who are just now listening and didn't hear me in your conversation earlier today.
Five hours long.
I was saying, getting on stage just reminds me of why I do this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, making music in the studio is cool, but when you practice a set... and you see people in the crowd, like, actually rocking with, like, your music. It's just a whole different feeling.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to just jump around and, like, turn up. I used to be scared of that shit and, like, get nervous. I probably still will get nervous, but it's more, like, now to me it's, like, cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It used to be more of, like, a, like, an anxiety type thing. Now
for real?
Just, with the vibe,
Do you, because you perform, like, a bunch of times, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, do you still, like... Yo, because I'm not going to lie. Like, when you get consistent, like, you've done consistent shows. Like, you toured. And so, like, you know what I'm talking about when I say, like, you do the first show and you're, like, a little nervous?
Yeah.
But then, like, if you do the next day and the next day, like, by then it's just fucking
routine. Exactly. Well, and it's also, like, you... because for me, I'm not that big yet. So, most of the crowds I'm in front of, like, they don't really know who I am.
Mm.
But you kind of, like, you got to get over that. And once you can get over the fact, like, all right, what if these people aren't jumping around and turning up and vibing with you? You just realize, all right, my job is actually just to get the music across. And through that, whether or not, like, they're jumping, they're listening, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, when I get on stage, I'm just thinking about how can I make a connection with these people so they go look me up after. And that's just as fun, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, it'll be better once I got, like, my own crowds and shit. But it's coming, you know?
Just to roll off that, I know a lot of, like... so I took an acting class in college.
Oh, yeah?
And one of the things they say... so it was an improv class. Have you ever taken an improv class?
No, I haven't.
You know, one of the things they said was, you don't need to make everything funny, right? So, like, in improv, a lot of times people are like, oh, like, I gotta make this scene funny.
Bro, yes. Because at the Ryan... like, on the Ryan tour, I threw up at the last song of the Austin show.
What?
And, yeah, it was because, like, I used to try to make everybody... like, I thought my job was to make everybody jump up and down. You know what I'm saying? But I learned, like, oh, yeah, that's just going to tire me out, like, super quick. And so, I asked Ryan, like, yo, is there anything you do? Like, he's like, well, first of all, like, I told him I drank, like, the whole water bottle on stage. He's like, oh, yeah, I just be, like, running a little water in my mouth just to keep it fresh. I was like, oh, shit, okay, so I'm going to not drink the whole bottle next time.
Yeah.
And then, two... he's like, there's got to be some highs and lows, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be expecting, like, the crowd gets tired too, you know what I'm saying? So I can't be expecting everybody to be jumping up and down for 30 minutes straight or however long my set is. So now, like, I keep that in mind. I just try to get my verses out, you know what I'm saying? Spit the lyrics, and then on the hook, I'm going to just jump around and not really, like...
wait, why'd you throw up?
With it. Well, it was like... dude, I was going hard,
bro.
Like,
bro,
I think
crazy.
I drank a lot of water, too. Like, and, you know, it's, I honestly, I get kind of nauseous on stage. I don't really know why. But it's not, like, a nerves thing. It's more of just, like,
I really don't know, bro.
But it's still, like, it's still a vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think that, like, what, so the playoff, I mean, what I'm getting at is, like, you don't have to, like, because there are some songs, I mean, like, I have, like, some, like, emotion, like, really raw songs, and I know you do, too. And it's, like, sometimes, like, as a fan, right, when you go and watch a song and perform, like, if I'm performing one of my songs, like, Thank You Forever, like, a song that's, like, really close and personal, I don't, like, an artist is, I don't want them to be making me jump around. I don't want, like, I want to feel their emotion, you know what I'm saying?
Bro.
So a lot of times you don't have to be, like,
I don't even care if they're just, like, watching me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want them to hear what I'm saying and feel, like, my emotions on that shit, you
know? Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so I know that, you know, you've been releasing music for a while. You said you've been at it for, you know, almost 9 years, 10 years, what did you say?
Shit, I haven't even done the math. Maybe, like, if I was, like, 13, now I'm 21, so maybe 8, yeah-ish.
Long time, man. So you put in the hours. I mean,
yes, sir.
But, you know, how has your music changed over the years in terms of, like, you know, what you're making now from what you were making, you know, 3 years ago?
Yeah, well, I know with the newest project, I feel like I definitely found my direction. Not that I'm never going to make bangers again, because I know a lot of people probably wondering about that. But I just found, like, my style. I really want to be, like, known for my lyrics more, like, lean more on my lyrics than production. And even though I'm a producer, I'm, like, super into heavy production, which I'll probably do more of on my next project. Mm. But, like, I want my lyrics to be the thing you remembered. Like, just have, like, just to be relatable to people, you know what I'm saying? Because when I was in high school, that's the music that really got me through, you know what I'm saying? And So really my goal when I make music is just, like, be that artist that I would have needed when I was younger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just trying to be a role model for your younger
self. Kinda, exactly.
Because those are the people that are probably, you know, listening.
Exactly. To speak on the shit I've been through that other people are going through, you know, just to help out.
And what about, you know, like, artists that you look up to, or, you know, do you have any favorite artists?
Drake definitely is one of them. John Bellion.
You're a John Bellion guy? That's probably because you love producing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, once I saw his videos and stuff, where he's, like, making the beats behind the scenes, like, I got into that. I used to be, all my beats used to sound like his, and then I was like, no, I gotta chill. Like, I'm not
really?
Sure. Yeah, well, I was doing the whole, like, back when he was doing, like, the Definition and all that. I was an early fan of his, too, so I've been around. But I was doing, like, the swing and all that same stuff he does.
Yeah.
Now I'm not really on that same wave. I like the trap shit, but more mixed with, like, current, like, I don't know. I like trap drums on, like, soulful.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Anybody who listens to my music kind of gets my sound. I just like to do a lot of shit, so it's really hard to just pinpoint it and describe it in one.
Yeah.
In one sentence.
John's fucking dope.
But,
he
yeah,
just fucking
fire.
Packed out this, there's a place called Blue Hills Pavilion here.
Oh, yeah. I went to his show at the Toyota Center in Dallas, and it was, like,
how many people you think?
Shit, dude. I mean, maybe 6,000 plus.
You right, bro? Yeah, dude. He's putting up,
like,
numbers.
Because when the first show I went to from him was in maybe 2015, and it was like 175 people, and he met
crazy.
He met everybody in the crowd, and I was one of them. So
that's crazy.
It was wild.
That's crazy to see somebody, you know.
No, exactly. We watched him blow up over, like, a few years. But other than John Bellion, I'm trying to think. I like there's a lot of artists I like that I don't be listening to on the regular, like Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Eminem was a big one growing up, too.
Yeah. You still listen to him?
Eminem?
Yeah.
The new stuff, not really. I'll still listen to it more as, like, oh, wow, he said some cool shit. Like, he's rhyming some cool words. But,
yeah.
I mean, he was making songs, like, back in the day, like Mockingbird or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Stan.
Classics.
You know what I mean?
Classics.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, it'll never be the same as that, but he's always going to be a super talented MC, so
it's
always fun
fire.
To listen
I mean, he's,
to,
he's
you
fucking,
know?
He's Eminem. He's fine.
Trying to think. J. Cole's a big one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like everything, a little of everything, you know? Honestly, I was a big 6ix9ine fan, which a lot of people
crazy.
Find surprising, but...
Yeah. Wait, what did you like about 6ix9ine?
I like when Gummo first came out, like his first song.
Yeah.
I thought that was hard, bro.
You just like you
I
actually liked his
hard.
Music?
I liked his music when he first came out. I don't think he has any songs as good as Gummo, to be honest, but he was funny on Instagram, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I miss that, but
Word, that's fucking gnarly. I mean, I never really listened to 6ix9ine. I mean, I heard Gummo and shit, of course.
Who
the fuck hasn't heard that? But, I mean, yeah, that's facts. I mean, in terms of, you just talked about favorite artists, but, like, you don't have, like, that many features on your projects at all. Or, like, you know, we were talking earlier about how, like, you don't work with too many people. I mean, could you speak to that a little bit? And, like, who would you want to work with?
Yeah. So, honestly, I mean, there's probably a lot of people I would want to work with. It's hard to think of off the top of my head, but for the most part, I'm more focused on, like, because I do my own singing, I do my own beats, like, I'm like, very particular about how my shit should sound, so I'm not super big on featuring somebody, because it's like, I don't want to get a verse back and not like it, and then kick someone off the record, like, that's just not, like, my vibe, so, I don't know.
Have you ever done that?
I
have.
I don't think so. I think I've put out songs where I didn't even like the verse, and so that's probably why I've like just kind of stayed away from it.
Yeah.
But I say that, I mean, most of my music you hear out now, it doesn't have features on it. The ones that do, like, that are on my Spotify, I probably like them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not,
yeah,
not
yeah.
shade on, like, those, because it's only, like, three or four guys. Like, I like their features. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before that, I've been making music for a long time, so it's just one of those things. And then also, like, I'm more of a... I'd want to work with producers, honestly. That sounds more fun to me than collabing with rappers.
Producers that you would want to work with? Yeah, dude, I got to put you on to this dude up in Boston. I don't, you know who Kyle Beats is? Kyle Garvin?
No, I don't.
Right, he's my homie out here in Boston. He's like he crushing the YouTube game. I'll show you after, though. But shout out to Kyle Garvin. But he's fucking crushing it, bro.
Bet.
So, yeah. You like he makes a lot more like trap shit, like Travis Scott type vibe.
I make beats like that. Just lately, I haven't had anything to say on beats like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's kind of my struggle. Like, I know... A lot of people would love to hear me make, like, a whole album of, like, workout music and stuff. But like, I'm from the suburbs, bro. Like, I don't really have anything hard to talk about, you know what I'm saying? So whenever the vibe is right, like, it'll happen. But, like, I'm focused on my lyrics lately, you know? So
facts.
I don't want to put out some corny shit.
Facts.
You know?
That's just wild. Well, so coming up, you said that you went to school for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you took a huge risk, right? I mean, you fucking... We had opposite routes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I went to school, graduated, got the corporate job.
Yeah, that's dope. And that's dope, too.
Yeah, but I kind of want to hear your take on it because, you know, you had the opposite path a little bit. You know, how do you... Like, speak to a little bit, like, you know, when you decided to get out of school and, like, were you scared, you know?
Well, so I just went... When I went to school the whole time... I knew, like, I wanted to do music. I didn't know how possible it was, but I, like, in my head, I was telling myself, oh, yeah, I'm gonna go get a 4-year degree, so I'm gonna be safe, and then by the time I'm graduated from senior year, I'll build up a fan base that's big enough for me to tour.
Yeah.
Then I'll just be graduating 22, go on tour, and now I'm making music. But then I'm in freshman year, and I'm like, yo, like, which one of my favorite rappers did that? Like, I mean... I guess maybe J. Cole did. I didn't know about all that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, yo, you don't go to college to be a rapper. And the stuff I was trying to learn in college was, like, music business and, like, shit like that. And I'm like, yo, this...
Was that what you went to school for?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to go to school for. But I'm just like, yo, like, I should just do this shit. And so one day I was in class where I was, like, a music theory class. And I'm already making beats. I wasn't learning anything that was
Do you have
really...
any songs out at this point?
This was probably, I think At Least I Tried was already out, for fans who know what that is. I'm in class and they're talking about like, the Eagles went to UNT and they dropped out and then they blew up and made music. And I just look at the kid next to me right in that moment. I'm just like, yo, I think I'm gonna drop out.
What did he say? Do you know?
I don't know. Like, this kid, something was wrong with him. I don't know. Like, he didn't... I don't know. He was weird. I don't know. It was one of those things, too. Like, I'm in all these music classes, and all the kids next to me are bums.
Dweez,
like,
bro. Josephs.
Yes. And I know, like...
Yeah.
Yo, I'm different than y'all. Like, I can't I can't be in the same... Like, I'm not on the same playing field as these guys, so I shouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I just knew I had to get out of school, and
I can relate so much to that.
It really just took me like a year of putting out music after that, to where I was getting some good Spotify money. People were buying like physical CDs and shit.
Dope.
That's
dope. That's real love.
And then
I
started like now lately the mixing stuff. I've been trying to get a lot better at that, so now I have a lot of business as far as that goes. So I'm just finding different ways to stay afloat, but. It's all worth it if you love what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? So to anybody out there considering, like, pursuing music, just you got to know that you love it, you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, then there's going to be hard moments, the ups and downs in this industry. And, like, if you don't have an actual passion for the music and you're just in it for, like, the bitches or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to fulfill you. You got to have, like, a deeper reason than that, you know?
How true, because dude, you know, many times I'm fucking sitting here and like shit just isn't working.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean, dude? And if I didn't fucking love it, and if I, because you know what it is, bro, it's like working out in the gym, right? There are people who like literally love it and then you see results after that, but it's like you don't, like, people only see you.
You gotta love the process.
Yeah, because
it's a struggle. You know what I'm saying? This shit's not easy. And, you know, when I started, like, it's like a fantasy, right? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna drop out and chase my dreams, and I'm gonna be the next Drake, or I'm gonna, you know, get all these Billboard hits. But, you know what I'm saying? This shit's not about being famous, bro. Like, you know how many independent musicians there are who, you know, never see a million, you know what I'm saying, or whatever it is. That's the reality of most of the industry. And so you just got to know yourself and know, like, why you're in this shit at the end of the day, you know?
Facts. I think you hit it right on the fucking nail. I mean, yeah, I feel you. And I think that, like, alongside with that, like you saying, like, being in love with the process, people only see the glory. Like, exactly. People only, like, when they see you, it's when you're performing on stage or, like, doing this cool thing. Bro, you know?
Instagram is not, I mean, like, I'm not one to be flexing and stuff, like, because cool stuff happens that you don't hear about on my Twitter and Instagram. But even at that, like, my Instagram is only, like, 2% of my life, bro. It's the highlights. And I'll say that on here, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, like, trying to put up a front, but
like we're saying,
you know what I'm saying?
Being authentic. Exactly. That's the best move in 2019. But,
you know what I'm saying? If you see my Instagram and you just look at, oh yeah, you're doing this show, here's a cool picture of you, doing whatever it is. It's like, yeah, these are the good moments, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? You don't see the, like, the, how am I going to pay rent this month, or the, like, the writer's block and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? You gotta fight, because when writer's block, I don't know, like, when you're full-time music and then you hit writer's block, it's a different feeling, because it's like, oh, my next check is, like, supposed to be relying on whatever music I'm gonna put out, and if you're not, like, coming up with anything, then it puts you in a really bad mental space.
And then,
you know,
and then you don't even want to make the song. Exactly. And then you're like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
Exactly. And then, like, I'm one of those people who, like, overanalyzes everything, so I just be thinking, like, I go to the worst case scenario in my head and all that shit. So, you know what I'm saying, you just gotta stay grounded and have, like, a higher purpose at the end of the day. You know, but
yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, you've seen a lot of success with it, though, you know?
Oh, for sure. Well, and that's the crazy part, too, you know what I'm saying? Is it's just, like, even from my perspective, I can say all that. So that should give, like, people, like, an idea of, it's like, yo, I'm doing this shit because of the kids who message me and be like, yo, this song you made, I related to so much, like, and this helped me with what I was going through. Because that's what I get high off of, you know what I'm saying? More than, like, I don't know, people paying for features for the flex and, like, all that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those guys. I'd rather just have a cult fan base and, you know,
bro, facts,
be myself.
Facts. That's what inspires me most too, man. When you see a fan hit you up and they're like, this song actually means something to me. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. Like, that's why I
Well, cause it's like, it's dope. Cause you're pouring your soul out into a song. So it's like, for somebody to feel the same way, it's just, it's dope. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's why, like, I made this podcast.
Hell yeah.
So people can just, you know, people that are, you know, potentially there's somebody out there who's in your shoes and listens to you speak, and they're like, and they're going through the same shit. They're going to college tomorrow and they're like, yo, I don't want to be here. Like, I'm an electrician. I want to, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
And so, like, hearing success stories is huge.
Exactly. And I mean, bro, podcasts are the wave now, bro. I listen to podcasts, like, more than I listen to music now.
Facts.
Because I just like hearing people talk on shit, and it's like, I don't know. It's just a vibe, bro. You know the vibes?
No. I definitely know the fucking vibes. You kind of hit it. My next fucking segment was advice for entrepreneurs, but I want to hop into this thing in the middle here real quick. So we got a section called Daily Facts here. Basically, what we do is we just pull off daily facts, and we're just going to read about them real quick. So in 6 hours, the world's deserts receive more energy from the sun than humans consume in a year.
What? What does that even mean?
That's kind of fucking gnarly.
The world's deserts receive more energy from the sun than humans consume.
Do they put up solar panels in the desert? Is that what it's saying?
Well, that's what this picture is showing.
Yeah, so there's a picture of a solar panel here. You guys can't see. We're going to get the visuals up, but, like, my camera got fucked up, and so there's no visuals. So I got the banner, but there's no – we just have an audio.
It's all good. Right. Y'all know I'm looking sexy.
Big facts. So Indian brides wear a ring on their toe, and this is why. In Indian culture, brides are made to wear rings on their toes. According to ancient studies, second toe has direct connection to pregnancy. What? Therefore, wearing a ring in toe creates acupressure, which results in healthy pregnancy.
What?
Also, it helps the bride to become mentally stable. That's crazy. They're on some other shit.
Damn, bro. I feel like Americans are, like, we're like probably the dumbest out of all the societies because these people are on the next wave.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of fucking bizarre. We would never think about putting fucking toe rings on for pregnancy. Muhammad Ali, great quote coming up here. This is kind of what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali's here. He said, I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit, suffer now, and live the rest of your life as a champion. That's literally what we're talking
That's
about.
That's the mindset that gets you successful, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's about sacrificing right now to have, like, a better future. You know what I'm saying? Like, denying the temporary pleasures and shit is what gets you, like, further in life. Like, if you're spending money a bunch, like, it's like, oh, I'm gonna get this Chick-fil-A. Or I'm a drop money on this new iPhone or whatever it is. It's like over time, if you can stand and not do all that shit, one day you're gonna be rich. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts.
It's like one of those things. Like, you know, don't eat that sandwich and you're gonna look better. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel that. Ralph Lincoln. What the fuck? Who gives a fuck?
Who's that?
He's just his 11th generation cousin of President Abraham Lincoln.
That was the whole daily fact.
No, one more. Here's a good one. If you have food in your fridge, clothes on your body, roof over your head, you're richer than 75% of the entire world.
Wow.
If you have money in your wallet and can go anywhere you want, you're among 18% of the world's most wealthiest people. Wow, I can't talk. That's crazy.
Yeah.
If you're alive today and healthy, you are more blessed than the thousands of people who will die this week because of hunger.
Bro, I'm saying. Like, when people complain on Twitter, I just think of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't
it's
that
like,
crazy?
Damn, you really be mad about, like, somebody messed up your fast food order, you know what I'm saying?
Crazy, like, or like their coffee. But yeah. People are dying this week of hunger?
Nah, exactly, bro. Like, we're too blessed.
Yeah, if you can actually read and understand this message.
That's why, if I see any complaint on Twitter just in general, bro, it's just like, damn, you really just tweeted that shit off your fucking iPhone.
Yo, isn't it crazy you that people, like, the shit people, like isn't it crazy? Yo, for instance, I've never gone out of my way to leave, like, a negative comment
on
a YouTube video
or
something.
Bro, I only try to show love now, like, because I get hate on my shit sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
facts.
It's just like, yo, like, what kind of person does that, like, does it take to even do that? You know what I'm saying?
Could you imagine?
Like, I just don't understand why people feel like, if I don't think something's fire, like, I don't even tweet about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
then it's like, just keep to yourself.
Exactly, I just keep only put out positive shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and the world would be so much happier.
Facts.
Way, you know?
Facts, absolutely. We're gonna go over the news segment here.
Yeah.
What we do, we just read the headline, talk about it, we don't actually click into the story. So, in health and wellness section, tick paralysis temporarily leaves girl 5, unable to swallow and breathe. Well, that's temporary, though. So that's not like, I mean, that is pretty gnarly.
Tick?
You got to watch out for them ticks, bro.
Yo, bro, aren't ticks like common?
Yeah, I mean, are ticks not common in Texas?
I don't know.
Ticks are popping up here.
So they can paralyze you?
Yeah, and this new tick, I'm going to click in real quick. But I mean, have you seen a tick before?
Shit, dude, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, I think so.
Bro,
you've
definitely seen a tick. Oh, here we go. This was a 5-year-old girl in Cincinnati, Ohio, was rushed to the hospital this month when she suddenly had trouble moving, swallowing, and breathing. Her family told local media she went to bed healthy one day and then couldn't walk in a straight line the next.
Oh, my God.
Bro, and you can't even avoid ticks.
It goes back to that being grateful shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You could literally walk outside and get hit by a car. So it's like,
bro,
be grateful for breath. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. El Paso victim's funeral moved to bigger venue after husband invites public. All right. That's just a tough subject there.
Yeah.
U.S. government proposes new 3-digit suicide prevention hotline? I'm clicking it.
I think that's smart. You know what I'm saying? Like a shorter number. I know Logic tried to do the whole 1-800 thing.
It's just 988.
I still don't even know the number, like, even though the song.
Yeah, that's a good point, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you.
Like, call the suicide hotline, but it's like, what is it? So now, for everyone who doesn't know, all you need to do is dial 988, and then that'll connect you with a suicide hotline. That's pretty insane. Currently, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline uses a 10-digit number. Callers are routed to one of the 163 crisis centers where counselors answered 2.2 million calls last year, bro.
Man, it's sad. What do you think the
2.2 million?
What do you think the stats are as far as, like, suicide in America versus other countries? That's what I'm interested to find out.
Nice, I'm gonna look it up, dude. What do you think? Like, what's your prediction?
I have no idea. I mean, I really have no idea. Because not to say we got it better, but, like, I feel like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, bro.
Because you would think, because I just know, like, this money shit doesn't make you happy, so.
It's pretty insane. Like, I mean, like, you know what? I heard Sweden's a very, like, happy country. I mean, dude, really? it's just fucking insane. Let's see. Ooh, got a little ad popped up here. Let's see. The suicide rate among American ages 35 to 64 rose by roughly 28% between 1999 and 2010.
Whoa.
That's a lot. Damn.
That's not a good stat at all.
No. So there was 17.6 deaths per 100,000 people.
Let's see. Here's talking about how do they compare to other parts of the world. They say it's hard to compile because it's believed to be vastly underreported.
Men commit suicide more often than women in nearly every nation listed by the WHO report. The only exceptions are China, 14 women versus 13 men.
Isn't it like if you're a woman, you kind of like get the short end of the stick?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Maybe I should look it up. Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know if this is true, so, like, apologies in advance if I'm incorrect. But I've heard somewhere that it's like, yo, they get, like, a female baby and they just throw her in the trash.
What?
Yeah, like, I don't know if that's China, but...
That's wild.
It's just some shit where it's, like, in some part of the country, it's, like...
Bro.
They're just not really... happy to have females like that. I don't know.
That's crazy. Yeah. So I just pulled up a chart. Said suicide rate by country, by population, total amount per year. China leads it. 138,482 people committed suicide. Wow.
Well, I mean, where's the U.S. on this? Because it doesn't look very high.
United States is... Damn, we're pretty low, okay. Dude. Which is kind of crazy.
I didn't expect that.
No, I didn't either.
I mean, you think about with all the songs out right now, it's like almost glorifying suicide. You feel me?
Crazy, dude. Yeah. Crazy. Damn. Why are we not even on this list?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Hold on. Here we go. No, we're literally not even on this list. Canada's and 37,000. No, we're not even on it. Maybe we're like...
Interesting.
Maybe they just didn't compile us.
Yeah, maybe they didn't want to.
Huh. A little fucking weird.
Maybe it'd just be bad PR.
Yeah, probably just bad fucking PR. Well, you know, we're down for some bad PR. Yeah. Man dead for 20 minutes experiences. Oh, sorry. Shares experience.
Being brought back to life.
Bro, I literally can't fucking talk. That's fucking gnarly. I mean, you know, I don't know what he died of.
Yeah.
But he shares his experience, which would be kind of cool. I'd like to fucking listen to that and see. But I want to jump back into this. To a little bit more about you. Now, we talked about a little bit about, you know, you dropping out of college to pursue music full time.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the industry? Like, what would you want to change or, like, you know, see done for an artist like you coming up?
That's a good question. I don't know. Like,
I know I have my thoughts.
It's like, yeah, tell me what you're thinking first, because I might be able to go off of that.
Bro, absolutely, like, transparency with how things are working. This is, like, one of the only, it's like, for instance, like, working in the staffing industry, which I used to work in, like, everything's pretty fucking transparent, right? It's like, we have a candidate, and then we get them hired at your company. You know, for the most part, how much we bill you an hour, and we know how much they're getting paid. It's like, you know how business is done with contracts. In fucking music industry, like, you have no idea, bro. Yeah, people get hosed with contracts, which happens in other industries, but, like, in this industry, it's like...
More than ever, I feel like.
Yeah, and it's not transparent at all. It's like, there's no fucking A... Doesn't equal B, bro.
I thought of something too, but I mean, also, like, labels are picking people out literally based on Instagram and, like, what do you look like? You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't
even matter. Like, oh, we can just give you a songwriter and a producer. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, bro, I was talking with a label and they said that.
Yeah, I just want to see it get more focus on good music again. You know what I'm saying? Not that people pop in don't have good music, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they push a certain type of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
it's just like that's why you see so many artists trying to, like, fit a mold, you know what I'm saying? Cuz it's just like I listen to these kids on SoundCloud and that's a general statement, but I'll listen to, like, a kid, like a local kid, post a song or whatever, and it's like, it just sounds like he's trying to sound exactly like, I don't want to even say names.
No, you don't even have to. It's just an industry plug or some shit.
Exactly. They're trying to follow a trend and not be themselves. I think people just need to be themselves, and the industry needs to support that more.
Yeah. Bro, so I had a talk with a label. I'll tell you about it like more offline. But he goes, so on my Spotify page, I edit like Photoshop tattoos on my face.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just for like shits. And he was like, yeah, man, like, you know, I was looking over your page. He's like, and you have face tattoos. That's great. You already have an image.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, yo, I don't have face tattoos. And he was like, oh, you don't? He's like, oh, I was going to say that'd be great, you know, for your image.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And I'm like, yo, you've heard one song. He only heard my song fucking Need Your Lane.
Yeah, that's
and,
like, ridiculous.
Crazy, bro. So
that's ridiculous.
And that's how you know he didn't look at my Instagram.
Yeah, exactly. Because,
like, you would see, like, I don't have fucking face tattoos. Yeah. But that just shows how much they fucking, really value
They value you. That. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, yeah. No shade on people with face tats. I low-key used to think they were dope.
I'm not shading on either.
I'm glad I never got one. I'll just say that. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I realized, like, I'd rather blow up by being myself. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm not even hating on face tats.
No, exactly.
I could fucking get tatted up on the face tomorrow. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck. But, like, I'm saying
I don't like the idea of just, like, a 14-year-old kid seeing that shit and thinking that's what it takes.
Thinking that's why he's going to get
just,
to where he is.
That's just what really scares me, you know what I'm saying? Because in a way, like, yes, that is why he's going to get to where he is. Look at 6ix9ine, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro.
I like Gummo as a song, but you really think he would have been as poppin' without all the 6ix9ine tats?
In the rainbow hair?
Exactly.
No, like, bro.
No way.
No shot, actually. No fucking shot. Yeah. No, shit is fucking crazy. I mean, they do. And also, alongside with that, valuing the wrong things, just transparency, like, seeing people be like, oh, this kid, like, this person is popular. And, like, bro, for instance, like, I can name artists for days. Like, just, like, people that come out of nowhere, like, one song and are on, like, World Star, or on, like, legit huge things. You're like, where did this guy even come from?
They be, like, making people change their names before they sign to a label so they can start from scratch with them.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I've seen it a few times, but it's just, like...
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I feel like Adrian Stresso, like, is going to take a while for me to do what I'm trying to do, because I'm trying to blow up with my whole catalog, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's one of those things where you just got to stay at it, chip away at
It's going to be fucking dope when it happens, though.
Hell
man.
Yeah, bro. I'm excited. Yeah. And I believe in what I'm doing, too, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can be pessimistic all you want, but at the end of the day, like, you there's no excuses. You got to find a way if this is what you're trying to do. So I'm going to do it being myself, and however long it takes is however long it takes.
Fuck, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, there's no plan B.
Yeah, there's no excuses, bro. It's like, I'm going to do this shit. It is what it is.
Fuck, you know? Will you ever get a face tat? Like, would you ever get one?
Would I? I haven't even gotten a tat yet.
No tats? No, are you going
to
get one?
I low-key want one, but it costs good money to get it done right. You know what I'm saying? So
what do you want?
Like a sleeve or some shit, honestly. Really? Like, I don't know. I'm scared of the needle, though, too. So it'll
really?
Take, it's like, once I have like an extra $5,000 laying around, I might, you know.
I'll have we'll a zip, bro. I got a little one just to make it happen.
See, that's dope. That's dope.
Just that, bro. But like.
But I want like a picture, like some kind of something like detailed. But I don't know exactly yet. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I think they look cool, though.
Yeah, fuck but yeah.
I don't want to go like. I used to think like I wanted a neck tat and like. Do the most, which, who knows, that could happen, but I gotta start small, you know what I'm
saying?
Get
a neck tat?
Yeah, who knows?
You never know, but I actually do want it. I want one right here. Like, you know Bieber has patience right here?
Oh, see, I that's where I wanted it.
Yeah, you want it there too?
Yeah, but I'm like, that'd be weird to get that as, like, my first tat. Like,
I should start on my chest
or, like, my arm, you know what I'm saying? Something like that, and then work my way up.
Yeah, true. Oh, yo, I wanted to ask you about, what do you think about, like, these, so, like, back, I want to go back to college. What do you think about the, like, college as a whole and the system of college?
Yeah, I talk to my mom about this all the time. I just think it's, like, it's crazy how these kids feel like they got to go to, like, a big-name college all the time and be taking out ridiculous-ass loans just to do it. Like, you go 90K in debt as an 18-year-old, but you can't get a $20,000 business loan, like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That shit's wild.
Crazy.
I think college is overpriced as a whole, and it's because the government's giving them money for, like, scholarships and all that shit. So if the government stops funding all these colleges, they're going to have to fight for students, and they're going to have to lower their prices and treat it like a business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of, like, I feel like kids feel like they're forced to go into that shit, and that makes no sense at all, you know what I'm saying? Like... You should know it's kind of messed up when you ask a kid, like, yo, that's cool, what college are you going to? They tell you, and you say, what are you going for? And they say, I don't know yet.
I don't know yet.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, so that's worth, like, $80,000 or however much you're spending, like, that's crazy. Because people literally be in their 30s still paying that shit off. And that's,
oh, yeah, bro. That's when I left college, they gave me a, like, I'm supposed to pay off my loans by the time I'm 34.
Yeah, that's slavery, bro.
Isn't that crazy?
That's slavery.
Like 10 years down the line.
Like, you have to keep working just to for your college. You know what I'm saying? And, like, no shade to anybody who does it. You know what I'm saying? You get a good paying job and all that shit. I hope, but sometimes you don't. I hope you're doing something you like at the end of the day because of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to hate on anybody who goes to college, but just be smart. And you don't have to go to the big names. You can go to community college. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of people forget that. You know?
You can save up your money a little bit too. Exactly. And not fucking, I mean, I feel you. I mean, because, like, I mean, like, for, you know, I went to college and, you know, I had a job and I just looked around one day and I was like, you know what, bro? Like, I'm not doing something I love.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go do that.
Having a degree is dope, though. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, because I can, like, fall back on it.
And you it's something you have to work hard for. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't just fall in your lap. But
yeah.
But still, like, they make you take basics and that's all shit you did in high school. Like, for no reason. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's one of those things.
I feel you, bro. Oh, we're at the fucking 40 minute. I mean, yo, what else do you have anything you want to say to your fans? Like, you know what I mean? The diehard fucking Adrian Cecil listeners?
I love you guys so much. And I appreciate you guys for still listening all this time. You know what I'm saying? I know my music will change and has changed a lot, but it's going to keep being that way. So if you're not ready for the ride, then my bad, you know what I'm saying? But
what do you got coming up, though? What do you got coming up for them?
Better music. I mean, at least to me, you know what I'm saying? It's I'm just trying to get better every day, and I'm just trying to have, like, good content. I've been focusing on the content a lot more, so, you know, we'll just see what happens. I'm just trying to make good music. I don't know what my next, if I'm going to do a project or what the next move is, but I'm just stacking up songs right now. So
facts.
Y'all will hear some stuff soon.
Facts. And if you listen to this now and you're at my show in Boston on August 16th, if you were there, you know, make sure you follow Adrian. He's down in Texas doing his fucking thing. Man. He's making some noise, man. Drop your socials, though.
I'm at Adrian Stresso on, like, everything. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. And that's ADRIANSTRESOW.
Hell yeah. Once again, this podcast is called Kids at Work Podcast, sponsored by Corona Light. And a couple bad bitches and big booty hoes. That's kind of all I got, though.
Yeah, Zuri.
Anything else?
Good shit, bro.
Fuck yeah. Mail at